So confusing can the news be from time to time. The DNC news network, better known as CNN, forced to tell the truth a little bit here with everything that's going on. You don't see it every day, but you start to see it. You know, siding with terrorists is not a winning argument in a political conversation in America. Ilhan Omar and the squad out there saying they have PTSD from watching the back. Come on, please. That nauseates me, and most people, frankly. They don't buy into that sort of nonsense. And according to numerous analysts who specialize in Middle Eastern politics and conflict, the policies of this president, the foreign policy, which they say, there is no foreign policy. He runs around. He has no idea what he's doing, really. Well, they have weakened these policies, the mullahs and ayatollahs, of their control and power in Iran and throughout the Middle East. Their power has been lessened by the policies of this president. In fact, the DNC network, better known as CNN, did cover it here yesterday. It is bite number four with DNC CNN. Bite four. Go.
I think Trump wants something that looks like the Iranian deal, but has a couple of additional measures to it. So first of all, it would not end after 15 years. It wouldn't have a sunset clause. It would continue to go. It's also something that would probably include some level of inspections or something around Iranian ballistic missile development, for example. So it'd be a little broader than what Kerry and Obama got done. The U.S. would be negotiating that from a position of strength. Iran is weaker today than it was when Trump became president. If he wants that opportunity, he certainly has a window for it.
And then over at the president's favorite network, Fox News, Bret Baier, who's usually pretty straight, pretty much a straight shooter. I think that he's trustworthy and reliable, has integrity from what I can tell watching him. Bret Baier, he nailed it pretty well. It's bite number 10 with Bret Baier saying, listen, how do you attack the president 24 hours a day? People realize at some point, it's just not honest. Bite 10. Go.
Listen, he did draw that red line. He did say, if you kill an American, we are going to strike back and strike back hard. They did. There's all this talk on Capitol Hill, and the briefing is now ongoing for House and Senate members. The Gang of Eight briefed yesterday about the imminence of this threat. You talked about it earlier as far as Soleimani and taking him out. But there is this sense that this president perhaps doesn't get credit when something goes right. Originally, as this all was happening, it was going to be World War III. He's starting World War III, and there's no strategy here. Now, we saw what Iran did in response. We see what the U.S. is saying in response to that. And you wonder whether Trump derangement syndrome factors in to some of the responses you hear publicly here in Washington.
All right, so I want to shift gears with you here, and I want to focus on Virginia for a moment. Make sure we get some other topics covered here today. And I think Bret Baier did a great job there summing it up, by the way. And just in case you haven't been in the loop and it hasn't been completely clear to you, Virginia lawmakers pretty much don't want their citizens to have guns at all. Not at all. Their proposed gun legislations that are going to start here today, because the session begins today. Their threats against sanctuary cities, they've done that. They've proposed gun legislation, a dozen new laws. They proposed shutting down all non-government gun ranges. That's right, private businesses, shut them all down. And now they have introduced new legislation for the session of the General Assembly. It's House Bill 318. House Bill 318, this bill introduced by Democratic Delegate Kay Corey, is, if it's possible, even more ridiculous than the original attacks on the Second Amendment rights of Virginians. It would create ammunition-free zones. You heard me right. Ammunition-free zones. Currently, Virginia's law prohibits firearms on the property of any public, private, or religious elementary, middle, or high school, including buildings and grounds. This is known as the gun-free zone. We know how well those have worked over time. Well, an ammunition-free zone is exactly like it sounds. It's exactly what you think it is. The banning of ammunition at the same places as listed above. A violation of the law, if it passes, would be a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of $2,500 and a year in prison. Now, let me explain something to you. One of my kids, when she was in about third grade, I had a bullet from a muzzleloader in the cup holder of my truck. Not unusual. We hunt. just the bullet, not a cartridge, no powder, just a bullet, a 50 caliber bullet from a muzzleloader that she picked up. I didn't see her pick it up. She picked it up and took it to school. And I got a call from school. Hey, you know, your daughter brought a bullet to school. I'm like, well, really? Is any powder with it? No. Then it's nothing more than a paperweight, is it? Yeah, but, you know, anyhow, people get freaked out by this stuff. The significance of the bill in Virginia and why it's such a blatant attack on gun owners, or another blatant attack, maybe is a better way to put it, is because the grounds mentioned above include while the person is in their vehicle. So if you had a box of shotgun shells in your car or whatever, you would be breaking the law of being in an ammunition-free zone if you were on a hunting trip or had gone to the gun range, the government-run gun range, because we can't have privately owned gun ranges in Virginia. All of these things. By the way, there's a rally coming up January the 20th that I'll be attending at the state capitol in Michigan in Lansing. A gun rally in support of those in Virginia coming up on January the 20th. And I'll be there talking to the folks that turn out, and I hope you're there. If you're in the neighborhood, come on by. Happens at noon on the 20th of January. Those there are getting together to support our brothers and sisters in Virginia that are under the attack of the government there, who's trying to strip them of their Second Amendment rights. But make no mistake, the effort by the anti-gun people is always focused on ammunition. You can never get all the guns in America, more than 300 million, maybe 400 million, depending on who you ask and what estimate you think is accurate. But when you have that many guns, you're not going to get them all, you know, brought in, turned in, confiscated, whatever you think. So at some point, you restrict greatly the ability to get ammunition. You raise the taxes on it by 100 or 200%. You make it so people can only buy 5 shells at a time. All of these things you've seen before. Ammunition has always been part of the big play and part of the big picture, and now Virginia is moving forward on it. So if you ever wondered what the real play was on the Second Amendment, just watch what happens in Virginia starting today and going for the next couple of weeks. Turning law-abiding citizens into criminals. That's what they're doing in Virginia. And it should not stand. 52 after on a Thursday, this is The Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.